Welcome to the Featured Business of the Week from LM Communications Radio Group. Here's your host, Alan Stein.
Our Featured Business of the Week is Quality Tax. And I'm excited to be sitting here today with Tiffany Williams and Caitlin Seeger. We are talking to a principal and a tax repairer for Quality Tax. And it's a wonderful time of the year for us to be thinking about our taxes. Tell me about Quality Tax.
Yes, Quality Tax. We're going into our fifth tax season. We pride ourselves on having tax professionals and not tax preparers. And we're here to service and educate the working class Americans of Lexington, Kentucky.
Great. And how long have you both been doing this?
For me, I'm Tiffany Williams. This is my 14th tax season.
Yeah, you probably ought to identify your voice. And Caitlin?
I've been doing taxes since 2013.
So you've got a lot of experience. So we have found the right people to feature this week when we're talking about taxes. Tell us a little bit about the history of the business itself, Quality Tax.
Yes, we started 5 years ago. We had a small location on Winchester Road. It was at 1250 Winchester Road, right across the street from Eastland Shopping Center. Within our first year, we grew extremely fast to become one of the number one tax services in Lexington.
Wow.
Majority of our clientele is generally your lower to middle class clientele, and we just pride ourselves on being able to assist families when they need assistance the most. So we do have various money back cash advances that we can help families with, and then we also pride ourselves on getting customers the largest refunds by getting them every credit and deduction that they qualify for.
Well, that's important, of course, but you hit on something that just grabbed my attention. You do have a loan policy. How does that work?
Yes, we have a money back cash advance, and basically customers can come in before the IRS opens and they can use their last paycheck stubs to help their families during important times of the year, like during Christmas, during the new year, and things like that, versus waiting for the IRS to open to fund refunds.
That's very interesting. Let me ask you a question. I'm just a regular person out there, and I am interested in doing what is best for me and my family in terms of my finances, and certainly in terms of how we prepare our taxes. But tell me why it's important to use a tax preparer, someone in your business. Why can't I just do it myself?
Well, one of the main reasons why I would suggest using a tax professional versus going online and doing it yourself is because the tax laws change so much. And us at Quality Tax, we stay up to date and we do our certified credits every year with the IRS so that we make sure that we always have up-to-date information. And it also just assures that you're not missing anything that you qualify for. Because a lot of times when you go online or things like that, it's just walking you through the basic process. But there may be things that your family qualifies for that you're not aware of, that you don't know to click on, so the software is not going to do it for
you. Well, give me some ideas of examples of what that might be.
A lot of them is the school credit that are available to students that go to college that a lot of times people don't take advantage of. There's also a new credit called the Other Dependent Credit that's available to families once their dependents turn 17. In the past, once your dependent turned 17, even if they were still in high school, you weren't getting any more child tax credit for them. And under the new tax reform, this credit is available for families that have dependents over the age of 17.
Let's share with our audience a little bit about each of you. Tell me, both of you, let's start with you, Tiffany. Tell me how you got involved in this line of work.
Actually, I started as an intern while I was at University of Kentucky in 2004, and I worked for Jackson Hewitt for many tax seasons, which is a very credible company. And then from there, I just had the opportunity to grow on my own, and I opened up a tax service that I had for 6 years with a former partner, and then we just decided to separate ties, and then that's what birthed Quality Tax.
That's incredible. So you're an entrepreneur as well.
Yes.
So you have an understanding of people who have their own businesses, and you can help them too because you have that background.
Definitely.
Well, let me ask you about your background, Caitlin.
Well, like I said, I started doing taxes in 2013. I actually started at Jackson Hewitt. That's one thing that me and Tiffany actually have in common.
Okay.
And then I had met Tiffany one day through another business, and she was just telling me about herself, about how she had owned Quality Tax. And I told her I was interested in working for her, and then here we are today.
And you've been doing this for how long?
Since 2013.
2013. Mm-hmm. And where did each of you go to school? I think, Tiffany, you said you went to UK?
Yes, I graduated from the University of Kentucky in 2005 with my bachelor's in accounting, and I also have a bachelor's in management.
Wow. And you?
I actually started doing taxes 3 years after I graduated high school. I graduated high school in 2010.
Are you both from Lexington, by the way?
I am actually from Detroit, Michigan.
Welcome, a Motowner.
And I'm from Nicholasville.
Well, you're local then.
Yes, I'm local. I'm the local.
Nicholasville, Detroit, about the same thing, right?
Yeah, well.
Well, not exactly,
at all. Of course.
So when someone comes into your office, what expectations have you noticed that they have? Do they have an understanding of what working with you will do for them, or do they have sort of outsized expectations of what you'll be able to do for them?
I would say a lot of times our customers do know the expectations, because one of the ways that we've been able to grow the business as fast as we have and become one of the number one tax services is through referrals. So a lot of time our customers, they come in and they've already have a high expectation because a former client has told them about the great services that they've received. And we always pride ourselves in making sure that our customers are leaving feeling informed, feeling educated, and feeling like they received the best service and knowing that their refund was maximized for them.
How does the process work? I walk in the door, I hear this podcast, and I'm excited. I know I need help, so I come in, I walk in the door. What happens? Is it an interview process? Is, what should I bring as a client, or is this a multi-step process?
When you walk in the door, we greet you with the greatest smile ever.
No doubt.
That's the most important thing that we do. We want to make our customers feel as comfortable as possible, regardless of whatever tax situation they have. We want to make them feel comfortable as possible, because we all know that some people will come in, oh, man, I don't think I'm going to be able to get a whole lot back on my refund. But then that's where our tax professionals come in. We help them get as many credits and help them get the highest refund as possible. So when you come in, it's best to bring your ID, your Social Security card, your proof of health insurance, your dependents' birth certificates, their Social Security card, their proof of health insurance, and we can start your return process based off your last pay stub that you had for any jobs that you acquired in 2018.
So you can do that the first time somebody walks in.
Yes.
They don't need to come back.
No, we can start your return based off your last pay stub that you acquired in 2018. And then once your W-2 comes in, you can either email us your W-2 so you don't have to come back into the office, or you can use our app that we have.
Do I have to make an appointment to get in to see you, or can I just walk in?
It's best to make an appointment, because our appointments are based on you have that set appointment, we grab you first. But if you don't have an appointment, you can also walk in.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Easy enough, right? So anybody qualifies. Let me ask you this. What does your typical client look like? Who is he or she?
I would say our typical client is generally families. A lot of times it's single families, a lot of times living paycheck to paycheck, and they're just trying to figure out how to adapt to all the changes that are going on in the economy with the government and things like that. And they're just looking to be informed by professionals on how the government changes, the tax changes, the IRS changes, how does that affect their family? So most of our clients, a lot of times they're lower educated and things like that. So our job is just to make sure that they stay informed and get the same information that your higher class citizens are getting as well.
Well, that makes sense. And so you're really doing a service as well for a part of our community.
Yes. And we also offer credit repair and financial rebuilding. So we also try to assist them with taking that refund and making it more than just something temporary that their family has. We also try to help them year round as well.
Tell me what credit repair, what's the definition of that?
With credit repair, we just first will pull their credit, and then if they have things on their credit that they need taken off and things like that, we can assist them with that. And we can also assist them with just finding different financial ways that they can save their tax refund and things like that.
Well, that's very helpful. So let me ask you the next question. Obviously, when government is in session, tax laws change all the time.
Yes.
I've heard horror stories about how big the tax code is, how many thousands and thousands of pages.
Yes.
It is. How do you prepare yourselves for all those changes? What is the process that each of you goes through to stay ahead so that you can advise your folks?
I would say one of the main things that we've done since the beginning of 2018 is we stayed educated by going to various different IRS conference forums. We also went to different forums from our tax software and things like that. We also try to stay in communication with the media and things like that to make sure that we're always providing our customers up-to-date information. So this tax season, we've probably individually did over 200 education credits just
like
to stay
continuing
informed.
Continuing education credits. That's amazing because it has to be so complicated and so complex.
Yes.
I know as a business person myself how difficult it is trying to keep up with things. So you have to have a professional who can help you get through those things. Well, let's speak about some of those changes. Give us some of the ideas, tax tips, if you will. What are the kinds of things that we ought to be thinking about or talking about that just happened in the last year in 2018?
Well, one of the biggest changes that has happened is the child tax credit has changed. And with that, the child tax credit has essentially doubled from $1,000 to $2,000, but that $2,000 is...
Now, tell me what a child tax credit is.
It's a credit that you get for a dependent that you have on your return.
Okay.
So
up to what age?
Up to 16, because after 17, you don't get a child tax credit anymore.
Okay.
So with the child tax credit, it has essentially doubled from $1,000 to $2,000 being deducted from your taxable income. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to see an automatic $2,000 on your refund. You can get up to a refundable credit of $1,400. So that's one of the one biggest things that's changed, because when people hear that the child tax credit has changed and it's double, people automatically think, oh, hey, I'm automatically get $2,000 on my refund because I have a kid. But no, that's not essentially the case. So with the child tax credit doubling, and you can only claim that child tax credit for someone being up to age of 16. If you have an I-teen for your child, you're not going to be eligible to get this child tax credit.
Okay.
And an I-teen is an identification tax ID number.
Okay, thank you. So then what are some other changes that have occurred in the last year? If I understand correctly, keeping track of your own personal charitable contributions and donations is not necessarily as important as it has been because they raised the level.
That goes with the standard deduction. The standard deduction has also essentially doubled as well. So with the standard deduction doubling, it makes it easier for taxpayers to gravitate towards taking the standard deduction rather than itemizing, because you can't do both. So with the standard deduction, you are better off taking this versus you're itemizing, because they've made it harder for people to itemize now,
right?
If that makes sense. So with itemizing, you would have to claim your mileage and like your charitable contributions and everything else. And you
Believe
have to
me,
meet
I,
a certain threshold in order to see this itemizing making a difference on your tax return.
And so is that the reason for that? Is it to simplify things for taxpayers?
It's to make your tax process filing easier.
Okay. And do you think it's working?
Do most
people follow along with that?
Yeah, I think for most people, because they don't hold on to their proof, because that's one of the main important things that I would stress is more important now than ever, especially with the PATH Act and things like that, is making sure you're keeping your proof for any credits or deductions that you qualify for. And a lot of times, Americans, we qualify for the credits and deductions, but we're not keeping the proof. So that's where the standard deduction comes in play of helping us to where, since we're automatically going to get that standard deduction for our household, we don't have to worry about keeping track of all this proof for the mileage, for the ties, because
proof
in order,
meaning receipts
and things like that, exactly.
Right.
And then a lot of times people think, well, I use my debit card, so my bank statement can be necessary proof, and the IRS is not accepting that as substantial proof anymore as well. So just by taking the standard deduction, it allows you to get a lot of the tax benefits without having to go through some of the strict rules that you have to do to be able to itemize.
Other things that may have changed that you want to bring up?
I would say along with the standard deduction doubling, you also have the personal exemption that went away. A lot of people get confused on how that affects their household, because you had a personal exemption and then an exemption that you also got for every dependent that was on your return. For the average household, that was $4,050 per person that was right. on the return. So there is some families, depending on where your income falls, you may see that you're going to be paying a little more tax than what you usually have. For example, a common tax bracket is the 15%. A household that is taxed on the 15%, they may have been taxed $150 for every $1,000, where one of the benefits of the tax reform is the tax rates have decreased. So now they're only taxed $120 on every $1,000 that they make.
That's terrific. Okay. And anything else I haven't asked about in terms of the tips that you want to leave?
I think another one of the biggest things that changed is about the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yes.
Because after the tax year of 2018, if you don't have health insurance, you will no longer be penalized for not having health insurance.
That's right.
So an individual, say for an adult who didn't have health insurance, their penalty was $695 for that adult. And for a child, it was $347.50. And that penalty was based on their income. So after the 2018 tax year, you will no longer have a penalty of not having health insurance.
We're talking to our friends from Quality Tax. And Tiffany and Caitlin are here helping us figure out how we get through this tax season. We've been talking about some of the changes in 2018. Now we're in this government shutdown. Let's hope today's the last day, but who knows how long it might go. Tell us what the impact on tax preparing preparation has been because of this showdown.
I would say at this point, given the time frame of the shutdown, it has not impacted tax season. The IRS, as far as when they plan on processing refunds, that date is still January 28th. But of course, if the shutdown continues, those dates could always change. But at this time, the IRS is operating as normal.
But if it goes further, the impact really could be that some refunds won't be coming when they normally would. Is that correct?
Well, initially there was already a delay, especially for families receiving earned income credit, child tax credit, or the school credit due to the PATH Act. So a lot of those families, they're not going to see a lot of change because their refunds weren't going to be accepted and processed till later in the season anyways. Generally, the IRS starts accepting those returns beginning of February, but they don't plan to start pushing out those refunds until the end of February, beginning of March, regardless if the shutdown would have happened or not. So a lot of our core families, it's the same process for them regardless.
Well, that's very interesting. I guess what I'm going to ask you next is about your crystal ball. You know, things change so often, so radically. Sometimes it's good policy. Sometimes it's just politics. What are you both looking at as potential changes that are down the road for us?
I think with that, the biggest potential change, I would say, is people thinking like if their refund is going to be higher or lower due to the tax, like the changes in the tax reform. And with that, that's kind of hard for us to say. And it will be best for you to come into Quality Tax because we do give free estimates on every tax return. And that will help us to determine if your refund is going to be higher or lower, depending on if you had a dependent that done turned 17 and it would change from you getting the child tax credit to the other dependent credit. And things of that nature.
Caitlin, you said you give free estimates. So someone comes in with their pay stub and the other information that you need. How long does it take you to do that estimate?
Our appointments are set up on an hour-to-hour basis. So depending on your tax situation, our appointments take up into an hour long or longer, depending on what your tax situation is.
So here's an important question. As we start to wind down our conversation, we recognize that Quality Tax has become one of the highest volume and most successful tax preparation services in the city. What has given you your competitive advantage? Why would I, as a potential client, want to choose Quality Tax?
I would say for me is because we're just average Americans, just like our clients. I would say me and Caitlin, a lot of our situations, we can relate to our clients. So a lot of times we already know how to help them because we've used those same tax benefits to help ourselves. So we have tax preparers that come from single homes. We have tax preparers that have been students. We have tax preparers that have been in all different walks of life. So it allows us to relate a lot more to our clients, to our customers, to what their needs is versus one, going to a software that can't relate to you at all, or going to a competitor that may have a high turnover in staff. So they're not building those long-term relationships with the customers. A lot of our customers, we have a very high retention rate, as far as we have at least 90% of our customers that come back year after year.
Wow.
So a lot of times we formed a relationship. We get to see their children grow up. We get to, you know, grow as their family grows and provide them better situations. And we also pride ourselves on giving them tips on how they can prepare for the next coming tax season.
That's
as well.
Fantastic. Well, this has been very, very interesting. I'm glad we were able to choose Quality Tax as our featured business of the week. You've got so much to add for our community. We really applaud and appreciate all that you have done to make Lexington a better place. And that's who we are looking for in our featured businesses of the week. So I want to thank you both for being here with us. Tell me the details, location, website, et cetera, so folks listening to this podcast can reach out to you.
Yes, we'll be glad to. We are located at 996 East New Circle Road. We're right across the street from Paul Miller Ford. Our phone number is 859-402-2227. You can also go to our website to book appointments as well, and it is qtsprofessional.com. We also have an amazing app that you can use from the comforts of your home, to where you can even get your free estimate, you can get your taxes done, you can sign your documents, you can work virtually with a qualified tax professional, and that's a Taxes to Go website, that our app that we can link you with as well. We also are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at QTS Lexington.
So you're obviously not
yes.
hiding from people, right?
Yes.
My goodness gracious. What about smoke signals?
Yes.
You'll accept those too?
And I would like to mention that if you mention this podcast when you come into Quality Tax, that you will receive 30% off your tax preparation fees, and you will walk out the door with $100 cash.
My goodness gracious.
Yes.
30% off whatever the fee is, mm-hmm. and $100 cash.
Yes. Correct.
All you got to do is mention you heard us on this podcast.
Correct.
Well, we're going to do all we can to get that out there. It's going to cost you some money, ladies. Thank you all for taking time to be with us today. Tiffany and Caitlin, we really appreciate it. Good luck through this Quality Tax season, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having us.
This has been the Featured Business of the Week from LM Communications Radio Group. Stay tuned for the next Featured Business of the Week.